it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good morning, I'm Kelly, and over the weekend, we were in the Upper Peninsula of the beautiful state of Michigan. If you've never been, you should absolutely go, especially in the summertime. And that's because we did a live show there on Friday. And boy, did I party on Friday night afterwards. Our listeners were going crazy. It was like so much fun. Yeah, I saw Steve after I'd stumbled into my room like a few hours before. And then I came stumbling downstairs. I was starving. I was like, hey, Steve, where are you guys going? You guys were flying home.
I couldn't believe that what you said did not match at all your appearance.
I know. I looked cute as hell.
You came downstairs. You looked like you had slept for 10 hours and you were just like, oh, hey, good morning, guys. And it's like 8:45 because we were going to catch the shuttle. And you're just like, yeah, I went to bed 3 hours ago.
I was like, up a long time. People party at casinos.
I'm not surprised that you eventually had some partying, because before the show, at dinner, and then during the show, and then after, you mentioned doing shots a record number of times. Did you do a lot of shots?
Boy, did I.
Yeah.
I made other people do them too.
You were trending in that direction. You could tell that it was on your mind.
I took about a half a shot, and that was Kelly's second round. I did about a half, and then I was like, I'm going to puke.
What were you doing shots of?
Green tea shots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was trying to keep it easy on the bartender. I asked her what was easiest. But yeah, we left the live show, which was super fun. The UP is so great because it's such a like small area. So it feels like such a personal crowd, like an intimate crowd. And as soon as Maitland and I walked out from like that backstage area where you get kind of spit out onto the casino, there were a bunch of listeners standing right there and we were talking. And I was like, hey, I'm not trying to be rude, but there's a casino floor with flashing lights and crazy music and shots. So follow me to the bar. And 10 of us walked up to the bar. It was great. And then I took a couple rounds of shots. And then we went and danced to some like country band or whatever. And then this very unsuspecting man asked me if I wanted to do cocaine with him. And I said,
what?
No. He was like my grandfather's age. And he seemed super nice. Him and his wife were hilarious. And then I was just bebopping
around.
I'm
sure they were.
It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe 1:30. And I was like, oh, I'm probably going to have to go to bed soon. He's like, if you want to stay up, I can help. And I was like, I actually don't even need that. I'm perfectly fine to stay awake. Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was about 12:30 when my roommate and I left Kelly at this other area with the band. And we went and grabbed some food at the last little spot that was open. We were like, we're going upstairs. And then at like 1:15, I hear a knock on the door and Kelly struts in and she's like, God, a man offered me cocaine.
Yeah.
And then she's like, a 23-year-old tried to come to bed with me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This lady who's friends with someone who works at the radio station comes walking up with this young guy. And I was like, oh, that must be her son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was like, no, we just met. He was there for some bachelor party and everybody else had passed out. And I was like, dang. And then he said he was 23. You could tell he was a child. In comparison, I'm 38. And so we're all just dancing and having a good time. And every so often I'd see him and he'd come walking up and chatting it up with me. And I'd be like, you need to know that I'm 38. You have to know already. And so then I don't know what happens. I'm just spiraling and I was like, I'm going to go to bed. Bye. But I needed help getting out of my dress. So I had to knock on Maitland and Kennedy's door. Otherwise, I was going to ask a 23-year-old to make a terrible decision.
Yeah, that would have come off differently.
Yeah, and so I was walking, and I'm leaving, and I hear, hey, Kelly, where are you going? And I turn around, and it's this 23-year-old, and I was like, I'm going to bed, and I'm super not doing that with you.
I was born this century.
Yeah.
Take me to your room.
What is happening? And yeah, and then I forgot that I needed Maitland to undo my dress.
Oh, my God. The text from Maitland. It was about 1:30 when Kelly knocked on our door because she was stuck in her dress.
Yeah. That was after I sat there. I housed a whole thing of popcorn shrimp on the floor in Maitland's hotel room. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Her roommate said I was being hilarious. And then I left and I was like, ooh, I'm going to naked FaceTime my best friend. We do this a lot. But I couldn't get out of my dress. So then I had to go back to Maitland's room and I was like, is this a sign? Should I keep partying? And I was like, don't do that, Kelly. And so Maitland, as soon as I opened the door, she goes, are you stuck? And I said, yes, I'm stuck. And then I naked FaceTimed my best friend. And then I went to bed. And it was great.
And then we were leaving the casino to go to Marquette by like 10.
That, yeah.
That is remarkable. The biggest upset ever.
It really is. Breakfast was delightful.
Though it wasn't surprising when later we got a photo to the group text of Kelly laying awkwardly on
like a cable spool.
On a cable spool.
Yeah.
Pelvis thrust to heaven.
She was stretching.
That just said Kelly's state of mind right now.
Everywhere you were stretching, not passed out.
Okay. Sure.
Everywhere we stopped, I laid on the ground. I was hurting so bad. It was amazing.
That is, well, that is not a way you lay if everything had gone smoothly the night before. Yeah. Well, maybe not smoothly. That's not right.
Well, it's a wheel, and we'd actually seen this little kid pushing it. It was surprisingly heavy, and he was so tiny. I don't know how he was pushing it so easily. But I kept saying, like, I need to stretch so bad. And then as soon as that little kid got done playing with it, Maitland was like, oh, my God, that's kind of like your yoga wheel. Yeah. You should lay on that. And so I did, and it was nice. Every time I'd lay down and get back up, I'd always get back up just a little too fast for my hangover's liking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What time did that hangover subside? Did it last into the, well, into the PM?
Is it still here?
Well, I drank into it, so it's hard to say without knowing, really.
So you're hair of the dog.
Yeah. We had a DD the whole weekend. It was fantastic. But the whole time we were having our first beer, we were going in, it was different intervals, but we were each laying down a lot.
Yeah.
All
you're
of
going
us.
Through it.
Because when you're staying where the night show is, it's so easy to just say, shots. And
yeah.
And then there's breakfast there the next morning, and it's all free.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, you know, having a good time.
Good.
Responsibly.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.